Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. In this bulletin, asylum seekers concerned after COVID outbreak in a Melbourne hotel. Fully vaccinated Australians to enjoy quarantine-free travel to Queensland. And in tennis, Paula Badosa becomes the third player to win the WTA Tour 1000 event. Peggy Giacomelos with you. Asylum seekers at Melbourne's Park Hotel say they're concerned after three detainees tested positive to COVID-19. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says the conditions at the alternative place of detention make it impossible to remain safe. ASRC Director of Advocacy and Campaigns, Yana Favero, says crowded conditions, hygiene issues and low vaccination numbers are increasing the risk. The Australian Border Force says detainees have been placed into quarantine and COVID-19 protocols are in place to contain the outbreak. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has suggested fully vaccinated international arrivals will undergo home isolation instead of hotel quarantine in coming weeks. The state has recorded 1,903 cases of COVID-19 and seven deaths as it readies to emerge from lockdown this Friday. COVID-19 Commander Jerome Wymer says quick contact tracing efforts have helped to contain cases in workplaces and households, meaning isolation changes can happen.
If you are fully vaccinated, you will only be required to do a seven-day quarantine if you're a primary close contact. So if you're a workplace primary close contact or a social primary close contact of a positive case, but you are fully vaccinated, you'll only need to do a seven-day quarantine rather than a 14-day quarantine from Thursday onwards.
Fully vaccinated Australians will be able to travel into Queensland without quarantining in December. The Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says 80% double dose vaccination coverage is expected to be achieved by December the 17th. Home quarantine will apply to interstate arrivals in November when 70% double dose target is expected to be reached. Ms. Palaszczuk says the dates may be moved forward if vaccination rates increase in the state.
And I think Queenslanders would acknowledge that that is a sensible and cautious approach to ensure that families can be reunited, but the people coming into Queensland will have to be fully vaccinated.
And local cases continue to track downwards in New South Wales as children return to school today. Students in years 12 and 1, as well as kindergarten kids, have returned to the classrooms ahead of other grades who will return next week. The state has reported 265 new locally acquired cases and five deaths. Gabriella from St Mark's Coptic Orthodox College says she's delighted to be back in the classroom.
I feel a bit nervous because I haven't been to school in a long time, and also I'm not used to it because I'm working in my mum's room, so I'm used to being with my mum when I'm working.
Mining company Rio Tinto may face a judicial inquiry and criminal charges over its destruction of the ancient Juukan Gorge rock shelters. Rio Tinto gained legal permission in 2020 to blow up 46,000-year-old caves, causing devastation among traditional owners and backlash from the community. The recommendations by West Australian Senator Dean Smith and Nationals MP George Christensen are contained in the Northern Australia Committee's final report into the incident. The Joint Committee is recommending wide-range heritage protection changes, allowing traditional owners to veto the destruction of important sites. In tennis, Paula Badosa has become the third player to win the WTA Tour 1000 event in Indian Wells on debut. The Spanish tennis player battled past former world number one Victoria Azarenka in a grueling final. She joined Bianca Andreescu in 2019 and Serena Williams in 1999 in winning the tournament in her first appearance. It was Badosa's second WTA Tour title of her career, having won in Belgrade earlier this year. Tomorrow's weather now. Rain in Perth with a possible storm, 20 degrees. In Adelaide, sunny and 25. In Melbourne, a possible light shower, 18. Much the same for Hobart, 13 degrees. Showers as well in Canberra, 18 degrees. In Wollongong, a shower or two and 20. In Sydney, similar conditions, 23. In Newcastle, a shower or two, 25. In Brisbane, showers as well with a possible storm, 28. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 34. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 35. 5 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.